This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Malaysia on a two-day official tour. Last night, he addressed the Indian community at a diaspora event held at the Mines Exhibition and Convention Centre in Kuala Lumpur. Addressing a gathering of around 15,000 people, Mr. Modi highlighted the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia, describing the Indian diaspora as a living bridge that connects the hearts of the two nations.
Malaysia has the second largest Indian origin community in the world. There is so much that connects Indian and Malaysian hearts. You are living bridge that links us. You have connected roti chennai with the Malabar parota, coconut, spices, and of course, te tarik. The flavors feel so familiar, whether it is in Kuala Lumpur or Kochi. We understand each other so well.
Emphasizing economic cooperation, Mr. Modi said over 100 Indian IT companies are operating in Malaysia, generating thousands of jobs, and announced that India's digital payment platform, UPI, will be launched in Malaysia soon. Announcing key diaspora focus initiatives, Mr. Modi said the Overseas Citizen of India OCI card facility has been extended up to the sixth generation. The Thiruvalluvar scholarship will be introduced for students studying in India, and a new Indian consulate will be opened in Malaysia. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said 50% reciprocal tariff has now been reduced to 18% under the India-US Interim Trade Agreement for the Indian exports. Briefing media on the India-US joint statement in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that India has less tariff than its neighbouring countries including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Vietnam. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the deal protects the agriculture and the dairy sector of the country, and agricultural products such as spices, tea, coffee, cashew nuts, chestnuts, avocado, banana, mango, kiwi, and papaya will attract zero duty in the United States. The minister added that the trade agreement has been welcomed across all sectors of the country as it will boost them and create job opportunities. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has asserted that India is making major progress in the development of semiconductor manufacturing ecosystem that can provide end-to-end solutions for other countries. He was addressing media persons after unveiling the second nanometer semiconductor chip manufactured by Qualcomm in Bengaluru yesterday. The minister expressed confidence that India will be able to globally offer its talent in the artificial intelligence and semiconductor sector.
We unveiled the 2-nanometer chip at Qualcomm. It's a series of developments where companies are now designing end-to-end product in India. The entire right from customer product definition to designing the final silicon, getting it taped out and getting it validated, that entire thing is being done in India.
In Meghalaya, search and rescue operations are underway following the mine explosion at Minsgat Thangso area, with teams from the NDRF, SDRF, Special Rescue Team, SRT, police and district administration engaged in the operation. The death toll has climbed to 27. The district administration, East Jaintia Hills District, has intensified enforcement drives against illegal mining, deputing 5 teams comprising of executive magistrates, police and officials from the Directorate of Mineral Resources, DMR. In Russia, 4 Indian students sustained injuries in an attack in Ufa, prompting immediate intervention by Indian diplomatic authorities. The Indian embassy in Moscow confirmed the incident, characterizing it as an unfortunate attack in which several individuals, including 4 Indian students in Ufa, were injured. The embassy reported ongoing communication with the Russian authorities to obtain further information and to ensure that the injured receive appropriate medical care. In men's cricket, India defeated the United States by 29 runs in the third match of the T20 World Cup at the Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 162 runs set by India, United States could manage to score 132 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, there are 3 fixtures in the fourth match of the World Cup. New Zealand will take on Afghanistan at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai. The match will start at 11 a.m. local time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.